thanks to today's podcast sponsor, Amazon. Amazon knows small businesses have many options when deciding how and where to sell their products. Amazon works hard to be the best partner to help drive their success, like investing over $30 billion in logistics, tools, and programs to foster their growth. Because when small businesses thrive, customers benefit from the products and services they offer. Stop dealing in the macro. Let's deal in the micro. What are the many micro marketing actions that you have to do every week in your business in order to actualize that 2.7 million goal? And once you start thinking like that, you can actually make it happen.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. This is Melinda Emerson, and welcome to another episode of the Small Biz Chat Podcast. I'm so excited to be back in the chair. It's a new year and it's a great time to talk about vision boards and strategic plans. That's what we're talking about today in this solo podcast. Look, I am all these people talk about New Year's resolutions and stuff. I am not about that life. I really believe that you need to have some resolve around some very specific things in your life. I think resolutions are those things that's nothing more than a great way to break promises to yourself. But if you get some resolve around two or three specific things, those are things you can actualize in your business this year. And I know a lot of business owners out here, you guys start with, oh, we want to generate 2.7 million in revenue. Listen, I don't care anything about that. I don't care about how much annual revenue you hope to have at the end of 2022. What I want to know is how much money do you have to make every month in order to clear 2.7 million dollars in revenue. I want to know how much money do you have to make each week in order to clear 2.7 million dollars in revenue, because that's really where the rubber hits the road. Honestly, you guys, it is not about what you make. It is about what you keep. And it's time as business owners that we get really, really clear about that. And really, it's not even about what you make. It's about your profit margin. How much profit is in every deal? How much time did it take you to close that deal? What's your close ratio? How many calls, how many emails, how many LinkedIn notes do you have to send in order to generate the amount of money that you need to generate each week? That's what I want you to focus on. Stop dealing in the macro. Let's deal in the micro. What are the many micro marketing actions that you have to do every week in your business in order to actualize that 2.7 million goal? And once you start thinking like that, you can actually make it happen. I mean, people, I think, hide behind these big numbers. And I'm like, it ain't about that. It is about getting clear about your marketing actions each week. Because I think a lot of small business owners out here, you guys hate sales. You hate feeling slimy. Listen, I want you to think about sales in a completely different way. You are not selling something to your customer. You are actually helping your customer solve a problem. And if you think about what you do in terms of helping, then you won't feel so like, oh, I hate selling. Like, I just don't even want that energy on your business. You are helping, you are providing a service. And as a matter of fact, I hope you raised your rates this year, because everybody that sells you anything has raised their rates on you, from the grocery store to the gas station to your products and services that you buy wholesale for your business. So I do hope that you've taken the time to look at your rates and that you've raised them. One of my wonderful mentors, her name is Barbara Weaver Smith. She says that when you're sending out a proposal, it should be scary plus 20%. So I give you all that little gem that she gave me years ago, because you can't be afraid to ask for what you're worth. but it's really about your belief. Do you believe that you deserve what you're charging? Because if you did, you would charge it and you wouldn't even hesitate it. And companies that don't have the budget, they aren't your client, or they aren't your client right now, right? So don't get caught up in thinking about them not paying you what you asked for as them saying you're not worth it. All it means is they don't have the budget to work with you right now. And if you think about it that way, you can keep it moving. You don't want to get emotional about your money at all. You want to be factual. And so that's what I want to encourage you as it relates to setting your business goals, developing your marketing strategy so you can hit your sales numbers. That is really what it's about. But I also want to switch gears a little bit because I do want to talk about vision boards on this podcast, because I do think that vision boards are great because they are you can see them every day, right? That I believe that visualization is just really such a powerful mind workout, because it's those things like we've been hearing since we were kids, right? It's if you see it, you can do it, right? Your parents maybe said that to you. My parents certainly said that to me, but it's true, actually. If you plan out your dream life, it is far more likely to happen if you do that. And the physical manifestation of you planning out your dream life is a vision board. Now, there's all different types of vision boards that you can do, right? You can have what we call the clear goals vision board. So that is like one or two specific things. I want to go to Paris by the end of this year, or I want to get married by the end of this year. Maybe you're dating someone seriously and you're like praying he's going to give you a ring, you know, anything like that. You can set up a specific clear goal vision board, but sometimes you may not know exactly what you're trying to do. So in that case, I would create what we call an influx vision board. And that might be tantamount to a mood board, right? So pull images that inspire you, pull quotes that give you life or affirmations, that kind of stuff, so that you can just remember to feel and experience. I think too often we go to a concert and the first thing we do is pull out our phone to stream it live or take pictures or record it. How about we just sit there and enjoy the concert? Try that. That actually could work. You could get back in touch with what your true love is if you take more time to enjoy things. One of the things I've been doing is I really have cut out watching television. Like, I'm trying to do other things rather than sit and watch television so that I can actualize more of my goals. And that doesn't mean I'm not relaxing. It just means that that is something that I rather figure out something else to do, like read a book or listen to a book or something like that. So I want you to think about what are the things you can do to help you develop what you might want for your dream life. But then these other kind of vision boards, you can do a themed vision board where you just pick like one aspect of your life and you build a vision board just around that. So it might be your career goals or your business goals, or it could be your relationship goals. Maybe you really want a partner. So I would start going through the magazines, putting on out all the handsome men you see, posting them on your boards, or gorgeous women, whatever it is you're looking for. And you put it on that board and you put a wedding dress on there or whatever you got. And then you manifest this partner that you want to have, but be real specific about the kind of partner you want to have. But then you also want to be specific about the kind of partner you're going to be. Because it's not just about what you want, it's about what you're going to give too. And that's how you're going to manifest that partner. Now, the other type of vision board you can do is a category vision board. And those kind, like, talk about every aspect of your life, right? What are your health goals? What are your relationship goals? What are your faith or spiritual goals? What are your financial goals? What are your business goals? And so you might have a vision board that has all kind of imagery and affirmations and things on it related to all of these things or each of these things. And I'm a big fan of having a physical picture of your vision board. So either you can do it on a poster board, or you can go into Canva. Actually, Canva has some really cool templates that you can build a vision board. So you, either way, I want you to print it out. I want you to put it on the wall in your office near your desk, where you work at. So on those days when it's really, really hard and you probably maybe don't feel like being a business owner, you can look at your vision board and you can see the Maserati you always wanted, or you can see your dream house that you want. So those are the things you have to remember, your why. And sometimes you need a physical manifestation of your why so that you can get really, really clear. I mean, because there's all kinds of goals out here, right? But you need pictures, you need images so that you can remember, right? I'm a big fan of people even putting pictures of their kids or the kids they want someday on a vision board. You just want to be able to remind yourself about your why you work so hard, why you're not going to stop, why that negative comment isn't going to get you down. You really just want to be able to stay laser focused on your goals. And that is why we create vision boards. But I just want you to know that motivation is hard to come by. So sometimes you got to be your own motivator. And one of the best ways to do that is to put together a vision board so that you can design your dream life and then you can go live your dream life as an entrepreneur. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady. You have been listening to the Small Biz Chat podcast, and I wish you well.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.